Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. And today we have one of those with us. But first of all, I want to say hey to you, Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Christine. How about you?
I'm doing well. You know, you were talking before we got started about how you've been having some Seattle-like weather there. I know you guys are grateful for the rain, but we've been getting some sunshine here, and it's just about time. I'm like, I feel like I've been waterlogged for too long, and by July, we deserve sunshine. So I'm so grateful for the sun and the warmth.
It's always nice to dry out a little bit, isn't it?
It is, yes. So, you know, Sabrina, I think we talked about this on our first show. Do you remember when we were putting together our Authenticity Rising workshop and suddenly you got this intuitive hit? You want to share that story?
The intuitive, yes, okay. The day you were out here, you were out here for about a week, and yes, we were planning our workshop, but I all of a sudden felt like, we need to have a radio show. No right. idea why, other than the fact that you and I love to talk.
Yak, yak, yak.
And you and I had both been receiving various emails from different organizations that were soliciting us. They've heard us on interviews or different things and wanting us to have our own radio show. And of course, then it just made sense. We'd go with Dr. Pat and Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, we first started doing this kind of rational based comparison. And, you know, even on that basis, it's about choosing Dr. Pat and Transformation Talk Radio. But really, we said we shouldn't even be doing this analysis. You know, it's like, it's really clear we need to be with Dr. Pat because, you know, she's just such an amazing force. I mean, she's been called the Oprah of radio for good reason. She has been touching lives across the planet for quite some time. And it's been great because not only have we like been a part of her Transformation Talk Radio, we've gotten to have her as a coach for us, which has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun, and we've learned so much from her. Well, of course, we still have more growth and expansion to do in talk radio, and I'm glad that we have her on our side.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I'm so excited that she's here today because I remember when we sat down at lunch with her one day and she started talking about her own journey into authenticity. And she's got an amazing story. And, you know, she was on that proverbial cliff, if you will, and then made that authentic choice. And now it's had this amazing ripple effect, and she touches thousands across the planet now. So it's, you know, I can't wait for our listeners to hear her story.
I agree. And that was an amazing lunch. And one of the things I really remember from it, her being completely authentic, after she discovered all the tattoos that I have, sharing a little bit of a story. Not, she doesn't have a tattoo, so don't worry about that, but that pushes anyone's buttons out there. But she had an amazing story that she shared with me, and I just love that she actually drew and created a tattoo for somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, she's talented.
she's obviously got the Dr. Pat show. She's the owner and visionary behind Transformation Talk Radio. She, you know, has been heard on radio across the planet for many, many years now. And she's also a coach, a teacher, an advisor. She's got some cool things going on, and she is making her impact on the planet. So without further ado, I'd like to Welcome our guest today, Dr. Pat Basile. Hey, Pat.
Hey, it's great to be with you ladies. Thank you for asking me. And I'm really looking forward to see what actually is going to come out of my mouth here today.
Yeah, me we are too. Of course, we're like on tippy toes here.
Well, I know we've had some amazing coaching calls with you, and there's some conversations that got a little out there. So who knows what's going to happen.
But that's what makes it so fun. I mean, you know, it's one thing to sort of present an image to the world, and it's another thing to just be out there and be who you are and take that risk. And that's one of the things I've always respected about you, Pat. You put yourself out there. How has authenticity played a key role in your life?
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, that's a great question, first of all. I don't exactly know how to answer it, but let me give you a story, and you could tell me if authenticity has any boundaries. So I was invited to go to a movie this weekend, right? Uh-huh. With a friend of mine. And, you know, usually, okay, what kind of movie? And, you know, the last movie that I said, okay, come to movies with me. I want to go see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Killer or something,
yep. Right?
Right. That's my speed. Okay. But this weekend, it was like, okay, what do you want to go see? I said, okay, let's just go. You know, let's go to movie. So we show up and we're getting ready and I got a ticket in my hand. And the ticket is to Magic Mike. Now, are you two ladies familiar with that movie that is out there right now?
I am familiar with it. I have not seen it.
Yeah, sure.
No. What's it about?
Mel strippers, right?
Well, actually, it's a story about, you know, one of our contemporary actors right now. His name is Channing Tatum. He was in the movie The Vow. He was also in all of the, well, at least the first Step movie, an extraordinary dancer. And, you know, he had the idea to do this movie. He took the idea to a director producer and said, you know, this is really how I got my start in one of these dance clubs. Uh-huh. So, you know, you get out in the world and you ask for guidance in life on how you can show up completely authentically. And the places you come up with. And so when you say to somebody that you're going to go to the movie and you're going to see this movie, you really do it. You have to show up authentically. Now, you know, clearly, if you don't want to do that, then you better get a little bit more clear on what your desires are in life. I think the trick with authenticity is that we're just not clear enough about who we are, what we want to become, and what the world is like that we want to live in. You know, there's one thing I've learned. And, you know, what separates the good from the very good and the very good from the great and the great from the epic is the degree of self that they cultivate and connected with. See what I'm saying? That degree of self that they and that's really what I think you're asking me. And so that's why I said this idea of living authentically or, you know, authenticity in one life. It's how we do this thing, how we look at, how we cultivate, you know, that and connect with that degree of self. And let's take it one step further, because in order for all of us to bring that epic greatness into our own lives, produce the extraordinary, we have to first come to embody that epic entity that's in each and every one of us. For only in this realm, in that realm right there of self, that's where the capacity to manifest truly is and is absolutely spectacular. And so when we think about our lives and we think about our connection and we think about that which we came from, there is a core essence that is more like a journey than an outcome of what it means to live an authentic life.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love what you're talking about. The clarity is so important. It's a very important aspect that many of us just don't take time to even get clear to define what it is that we want to bring forth in this world. What do we want to share? And I love that. And the degree of self, you have to be willing. And I think that that's where Christine and I have been here in the past few recent months of just saying, well, what do we need to do to make a big impact in this world and in our lives. Do you agree, Christine?
Yeah, I do. And I love what you said, Pat, about how there's epic within each of us. You know, we have to embody that greatness within. And, you know, with that, I think comes some fears, doesn't it?
Well, are you asking me about fear?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that fear comes from a lack of faith. That's what I think. I think fear comes from a lack of faith. And at least I'm going to speak for myself.
Uh-huh.
When I am in this place of doubt, that's when fear comes. When I am not in the place of doubt or forget, the essence of my spiritual practice. Yeah. I mean, when I forget all that, even for a nanosecond, mm-hmm. that's all the messages of the universe need. You know, ask and you shall receive. Yeah, of course. So if you ask for doubt and that's what you're feeling, you're going to get doubt back. But if you live in a place of faith, faith and fear cannot coexist. So, you know, I do this two-step back and forth between faith and fear. I think we all do. But if we truly want to be at that place where all of our prayers get answered, we get to live the life we want, then we have to take a ride on the wild side. And that wild side is, you know, get a tattoo on your chest and have it say faith.
Right. Can I do something that's less painful, please, Pat? Oh, yeah. So, when you talk about faith, are you talking about like faith in the religious sense or something beyond that?
Well, you know, let's talk about it from a religious sense if you want. I mean, what does faith mean? You know, what is the definition of faith? I mean, we're believing in something that we cannot see.
Right.
Is this true?
Absolutely.
Right? So I don't know that I'm talking about religious, but I do think I'm talking about this essence, this belief in something you cannot see, touch, feel, or smell. That's mm-hmm. faith. You know, when you let go of that trapeze, if you're a trapeze artist and you let go of that trapeze bar, you have the faith that that other bar is going to come at you and that you have the strength to grab it. Otherwise, why would you do such an insane thing?
Right. Yeah. Fascinating. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Pat about how she did this dance between doubt and faith to make her choice to leave mainstream corporate America once upon a time to move forward authentically and transform the world. This is Christine Upchurch, and you're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa,
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformationtalkradio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Our guest today is Dr. Pat Baselli, who is talking with us about her journey into authenticity when she decided she was not going to put up with mainstream corporate America anymore. And I can't wait to hear more about that. So, Pat, tell us what caused you to make that decision to leave.
Corporate America?
Yes.
Well, I think that for me, we all get to a crossroads, and I had pretty much achieved what people might call a successful business career, you know, six-digit salary, starting in the mailroom, pushing a mail cart at $61 a week, no education. And so, you know, it's a story that, you know, when we hear about stories like this, they're actually, you know, end up in the mythical section in the library, not in the business section, because it is a myth for people these days to be able to have that kind of career. I was fortunate enough to work for, you know, one of the best company of its time for anybody to work for, and that's the Bell System. And, you know, when you work for an AT&T or a Bell Labs and those companies, and you really grow through it and become part of also one of the most dysfunctional organizational change initiatives on the planet, which is known as the breakup of the Bell System.
Divestiture, yes.
Divestiture. And you really get a sense of that. And I was smack in the middle of it. And a lot of things changed for me in going through that. But when I got to be in charge of HR policies and procedures, you know, you try to implement the things that are good for people. You know, you want to make sure that you've got all the right leave of absences in place for people and, you know, a good performance review. But one thing you learn is, as well as you are in that position, you do not have the final decision. And that was the case with a downsizing program that we had spent time putting together and thought it was humane, thought it was fair, thought it was going to give people that wanted to leave the opt-out first and then people that wanted to retire. And I mean, it was really laid out well. But that's not the way things go. And it turned out to really target some of the older people. I was asked to let a woman go that had something like, if you can even imagine this, 29 years and 11 months of service, you know, which really is 1 month away from full pension. And, you know, think about implementing something like that. Now, that was one person, and she actually worked in HR and worked for me. So, I mean, now think about something like that happening corporate-wide. So it sets a level and a vibration, and this is what I've talked to you guys about earlier. You know, it sets a level and a vibration. You know, how committed are you to the life that you truly want to live? And if you are really committed, then how do you go about your life and make decisions that allow you to stand within an essence of integrity that you didn't think you were capable of standing in. Right. And I think we all get that opportunity. I know that I did. And honestly, I couldn't do it. I became a maverick. I ended up, you know, losing my job over it. And it was the best thing that could have happened for me at the time. Right. Back then, they didn't just fire you and walk you out. They actually made you stay for 3 months and train other people.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, but that was a conscious choice. But, you know, coming from human resources as well, I can't imagine even going through that. But, you know, you have to basically implement what the owners or the higher management is telling you to do, and that you have that wherewithal to stand in that personal integrity and that essence and say, no, I can't do this anymore. I honor you for that.
You know, yeah. I don't know where that came from. I wish I could, except that I will go back to what I started to say to you guys earlier when we were talking about authenticity. Uh-huh. You know, all of us, each of us, we know where when we're in that authenticity zone. There's a zone.
Right.
And I think you guys know it. There's a zone when you're feeling so good about the decisions you're making, the action you're taking, the service that you're providing. You feel it. You breathe it. Right. There's also a side of that where you know you're not. And this is what I said to you before. You have to figure out what to do when you're in that place of not. Because sometimes you can take the step and move back towards it. Or other times you just can't, for whatever reason that is.
Right.
And I find sometimes that whatever reason it is can be something so small and minuscule. You'll put up with years of stuff. You'll compromise, you'll settle. And then there's this one little thing that seems so tiny in the grand scheme of it. But then that's it. I mean, that's how relationships end. That's right. How, you know, employment ends. And it's fascinating that it's like we'll have a certain level of threshold for a long time, and then that's finally it. You just have your own, and everyone has their own breaking point, so to speak.
So Pat, I'd like to ask you, how do you feel it? I mean, Sabrina and I talk about this in our workshops. People get the information in various ways. Some people feel it on an emotional level. Some people feel it on a physical level. Some people just get the intuitive knowingness. How is it that you know when you're out of alignment with your authentic self?
I think it's going to be different for everyone. I really think it's going to be different for everyone. And it gets to be more and more tricky, but I will tell you this, you know, let me just share this, because I was talking to a fellow psychologist the other day, and we were talking about an article that we read in Psychology Today. And both of us happened to read the same article. And the article basically said that they were considering taking narcissistic personality disorder out of the guidelines and not making it a disorder anymore. I don't know if are familiar with what it means to have a narcissistic personality disorder. Let me give you a couple of examples. Jeffrey Dahmer, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yes. So here's what the article said. They said, and honestly, I was shocked. I read this article 4 times. They said, because the world is generally becoming more narcissistic anyway, because people are becoming more narcissistic anyway, it doesn't qualify anymore as an abnormal psychology event.
Okay,
because it's normal. And I thought to myself, no, it's not normal. I mean, I get why they were doing this article. You know, I understand, you know, what they were trying to say. But I was shocked that there are actually people in the field of psychology that actually think that the majority of the people walking around are narcissists. That's a fear.
Yeah, there's a lot of self-absorbed people out there in the world, but they're not narcissists.
Right. And it's not my understanding that with narcissism, it relates to something that happens early in a person's childhood where they feel either the threat of abandonment or rejection, or actually experience the abandonment and rejection. And they actually, the brain empathy center stops developing properly. So there's a physical aspect of this that creates this disorder. And I can't imagine that somebody in the field of psychology would say, oh, well, people are becoming more self-absorbed, therefore let's get rid of this disorder. That makes no sense at all to me.
Well, I mean, the point that I'm trying to make on this is, you know, to get back to this place where, you know, you figure out, how do you know? What are the things that you feel? And I'll tell you what the answer is, really. You know, we spend a lot of time reading pop culture headlines like the one I just mentioned to you.
Right.
Now, when you read a headline that like that, I don't know about you, but I'm really clear about the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I brought it up is I think you both were a little bit clear about the way you felt about it.
Right?
Right. So now we got the three of us sitting here on radio that's going to be listened to by a lot of people, right?
Yep.
And now we've just said how we feel about psychology today, and some pretty, what do you want to call them, prestigious psychologists that want to remove it. So let's answer your question. How did that feel? Well, that's what we're trying to get at when we're talking about authenticity. Mm-hmm. How does it feel? It feels like you have a point of view, and it is only a point of view, and you're standing firm in your conviction around it. And you're showing up as you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the hundreds of people that were in the theater watching Magic Mike in Woodinville. And everybody gets to show up, and you know how you feel. Here's the thing that I want to say about this. Does it feel heavy or does it feel light? Just ask yourself those two questions.
Yep.
Make a decision about something and then say, does it feel heavy or does it feel light? You can go throughout your day 500 times a day. Does it feel heavy or does it feel light? That's what you really need to get in touch with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So have we heard the story of Magic Mike? Are you not going to share that with us, or are you going to share it?
All I've got to say is Matthew McConaughey has got to be one of the handsomest guys on the planet.
I agree.
He's got to be. And I don't care what he looked like 20 years ago. You know, it is just amazing to see him now married with, you know, with a child, and how absolutely glowing he is. And this is the difference. Whether he's good looking or not, he glows. And there are many people that have that glow about them that were not in Magic Mike, as a matter of fact. But they have a glow about them. They have this essence of confidence. Here's what they have. And this is going to be a short answer because I know we're going to break. Here's what they have. Life is thoroughly, comprehensively interested in you. Yes, both of you and all of the you that are listening. It is. In fact, life or spirit or essence or force or universe, that's what we're calling it, created us in the first place. And you know, whatever it is you believe in, whether it's God, whether it's the universe, whether it's goddess, it doesn't matter. But if you believe in this power that's greater yourself, this power endowed us with qualities and faculties of imagination, reason, faith, and I'll tell you how I describe it, the capacity to discern, choose, believe, and see beyond the external world. That's my definition of faith, and into the cause of things. But this energy also endowed us with the power to choose, the power to decide, and the power to act. Those three places, That's where authenticity lives.
Great words. I'm Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina as we have a fascinating conversation with Dr. Pat Basile on authenticity. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Pat talk a little bit more about the power of choice and how to make choices based on authenticity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Transformations Talk Radio. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we have Dr. Pat with us, and I've been enjoying her conversation so much. Before we get back into that, though, I want to know about where our listeners can reach her, although I'm sure many of them already know. So tell us a little bit more about your website and your contact information, sure, if you would.
Right now, the best place you can find out a whole lot about me is to go to the Dr. Pat Show website, which is drpatlive.com, or you can go to the drpatshow.com. You can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. I have two things I want to say. We're getting ready to launch a special 10 o'clock show. That's 10 o'clock Pacific time on Tuesdays. That's going to be called Psychic Solutions with the Doc. So I'm going to get to invite a bunch of my really awesome friends that, like I had on today, that either talk to dead people, read numbers, look at the planets for astrological, or have any other intuitive gifts that they want to bring to the forefront. And so we're launching that hour in response to our listeners' request for something like that. And as a matter of fact, it may become a platform for an entire nighttime venue. So that we're very excited about. And then later on this summer, probably at the end of August, September, Linda says I should do this under the sign of Virgo. We're going to be formally launching the Epic World, which is going to have a lot of really cool things, and my own personal platform. So, you know, a lot of really cool things. But most importantly, we've got amazing hosts on Transformation Talk Radio, and everyone that listens is just loving this. So we have some more folks that are coming. And if you're interested in hosting a show, just send us an email.
That's great. Well, I can't wait to hear more about the Epic World and when it's launched in September. And, you know, you were talking about the importance of making choice and, mm-hmm. you know, what the power of making a choice and then moving forward with that. Can you explain a little bit more at different times in your life where you've had to make a choice that wasn't necessarily the easiest one, but it proved to be the most beneficial one?
You know, here's the thing with choice. The easy ones, we never think about. We don't even remember them.
That's so true.
Let me ask you, do you ever remember anything easy? Do you say, oh, my God, let me tell you about the time that I found that parking space and I pulled right in and everybody told me the parking space was good, but it was so easy and I did it. No, we're going to tell the story about OMG. I went to the mall today and I could not find any parking. I drove around a parking lot for 3 hours, blah, 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 blah. That's what we remember, right? All right.
Oftentimes.
Let me just say I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about either one of you. Uh-huh. But I do remember some really times. As a matter of fact, I have a friend, a very dear friend of mine, who is an amazing practitioner. And she refers to this as the slide and glide of life. And I want to tell you, I learned more about what that means from her than a gazillion people that I've ever studied with. And I've never forgotten that term. I mean, you know, when she uses that term and she uses it with all of her clients, the slide and glide of life, she is talking about what I was talking about before the break. When we are connected with that life force that incarnated us with the qualities of energy, vitality, peace, joy, capacity, capabilityness, happiness, potential, all of these attributes, right, are inherently inbred within us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We all agree?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. This has been a purposeful, meaningful scenario. This is not random. We mm-hmm. were given this, right? This is what we were given. So, you know, when we think about, you know, some of these times in our lives, decisions that were easy, an easy decision, saying yes to coming on the show with you. You know, another easy decision, saying yes to Chris. And, you know, let me just say something to you guys.
What's that?
Because you don't know this. This station that Brian is on, and Brian, we talked to Brian during the break, WBOQ and Chris and his team. These guys came, and when Chris approached me and we had a conversation about Transformation Talk Radio, both of us were at such a place of yes that everything came together in 3 months through the slide and guide of whatever power you believe in, whether that's God, whether that's Goddess, whatever it is, that life force. We can't plan anything like that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't I understand.
Plan that. Who can plan that? But it was so important for Chris to keep saying yes to me, and for me to keep saying yes to him, and for both of us, keep saying yes to spirit. Those are the easy decisions. When you are saying yes to an energy force that presents you with an opportunity, there is no energy around it. It's like breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, the hardest decision I've ever made was to live. You know, I was diagnosed in 2004 with a mystery disease. And I, you know, for many people that have heard me on the show, I've talked about it a little bit. But you have to make a decision whether you want to continue to live. And what does that mean to you to continue to live? Well, what it means is you're going to find just about any solution you can. You're going to live your life through, you know, the portal of joy.
Right.
The radio came to me at the same time, so I was inspired. But you have to decide when you have a disease that could kill you in a nanosecond.
Right.
You go to bed every night and you don't know if you're going to wake up the next day. You learn something very, very important about the precious essence of who we are. And it doesn't get any more authentic than that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I know exactly what you're talking about because years ago I faced cancer. And I think that, you know, there's so much to grieve about the possibility of any having our life end sooner than we had anticipated. But the biggest thing I think for me was feeling like I had not fulfilled my purpose, knowing that there was something I needed to express here on this planet in this human form and hadn't had an opportunity to do it. So making the choice to live is, in a sense, aligning with that connection to source, that purpose, our authentic self, if you will. And it's, we're all really glad that you made that choice, Pat, because look at what you've created here. You know, Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, your coaching, and it's getting bigger and bigger. I know you've got bigger plans, and you get to chat with some of the most amazing people in the world. So I think we're all really lucky that you said yes to that.
I agree. I'm glad that she stayed and is playing through the portal of joy. I absolutely love that. I've never heard anyone describe it quite that way before, and I'm probably going to use it, but of course I will definitely give you credit, Dr. Pat, when I do, because I'm all about the fun and joy of it. And, you know, although I hadn't faced any life-threatening illness, I understand just from living in that life of feeling like I'm trapped in corporate America. I'm trapped with bills. I'm trapped with just doing the things that I was programmed or designed to do. And it just didn't feel engaging or exciting. And today, I broke through because I chose to live as well and live differently. So I love that we want to make sure everyone is making that choice to live and do it through that portal of joy. I'm sorry, yeah. I just got distracted from a note from Christine.
So Pat, you know, this next segment that we do is what we call authenticity rising into action. And we create a dare for the listeners of something, a way for them to express their authenticity. Normally we say goodbye to our guests around this time, and we were wondering if you'd be willing to stay for the next quarter hour with us.
I would love to. That would be great. Thank you. Thanks.
Terrific. You're welcome. So this is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we are going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where we will dare you to step forward in your authenticity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Transformation Talk Radio. This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we have Dr. Pat with us today, and we've had so much fun. We're keeping her on for this last segment, which we typically do our weekly Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the Week. And we're going to see if we can put Dr. Pat on the spot and see if she has a challenge or a dare for us this week.
So here's what I want to talk about, since we are talking about authenticity. I don't know about you or the listeners, but it's been very, very challenging for me, especially early on in life, to attune with spirit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That attuning with spirit. I don't want to go into why that is, but just take my word for it. I've had my challenges with that. What I've discovered, and since we did talk about faith, is how to pray or how to ask through a new faith and a spiritual connection. So, you know, you can read all of the books on ask and you shall receive. It doesn't matter. Read them all, pick them up. They're not going to mean anything to anybody. You know, it's no one really says, how do we condition ourselves? How do we get to the place where we truly are in an authentic space and then ask? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
So this is part of the challenge, if you'd like me to kind of explain it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please do.
All right. So if we all agree that we're going to ask in a new way, And what that means is whether you call it praying, whether you call it asking, whether you call it whatever it is, begging sometimes. I want you to do it with an inspired presumption. Remember that term, inspired presumption. Inspired presumption.
And what are you presuming?
You can presume. You ready? Okay.
Yep.
So here's the deal. You're going to presume a lot of things. When you ask for something to show up and you really believe, whether it's biblical or not, ask and you shall receive. Mm-hmm. You cannot afford to have any disconnect between your vibration and your belief that you will actually get it and asking for what you want. So you've got to have this inspired presumption. So here's the deal. This is a framework for attuning. So what the challenge is, I guess you call it a challenge, right? This is probably one of the most authentic actions you will take. And it is encompassing the power of spirit. Think of a need or direction you genuinely desire to meet or experience. That's the key word. Not something your friend wants you to do, or your mother, right, or your brother, but you. Close your eyes down. Relax yourself completely. And take some people say take some breaths, long breaths if you want to do this. Inhale deeply. Now allow yourself to be thinking of whatever higher power you know. Now think of this entity as boundless love, infinite intelligence, infinite wisdom, a wise, devoted, wholly interested and devoted entity whose genuine purpose is your personal welfare and sustenance. You understand? I want you to hold that. Mm-hmm. This is important. Allow yourself to begin to think of this, whether you call it God or Buddha, whatever it is. Boundless love, infinite intelligence, infinite wisdom, wise, devoted, wholly interested, and devoted entity whose genuine purpose is your personal well-being, welfare, and sustenance. Now, here's what you do. You deeply sense a connection with the spiritual energy and intent of sensing energy-filled flooding, saturating you to the degree where you intimately feel the presence of this entity. This is the essence of authenticity when there is no separation between you and your belief in a higher power. But it is through that power, the grace, that commanding life, whatever that is, that energy within you, that's what you must bring forth and then ask. This is really a reverence. It's a mentally, silently talked to conversation that you're having with this essence, this presence, just as a small child would talk to his mother or father and say exactly what it wants. Clearly, I knew what I wanted when I was a child. This is what's inside of each of us to do. This is a graphical sense of belief, totally knowing regarding whatever you need, whatever you desire, wholly receptive to your situation and is lovingly, purposely responding to you now through that wisdom, that guidance, that answer that you so are seeking. Feel it, sense it, allow it to flow easily from it to you. Then vividly envision how you feel now. How do you feel about your life? How do you feel? Do you feel that slide and glide, that amazing sense of energy and vibration? Graphically see the goal that you wanted, that thing you wanted as completely accomplished because there is no separation. Graphically see the outcome, not as a wish, but as a fact. Graphically experience the unbelievable comprehensive portrayal of your prayer, your request explicitly answered, the need or want. The have to have, whatever that is, see this as done.
I love that. And give gratitude and feel gratitude as if it is already done as well.
Yes. And that's the last piece. You have to take a few minutes to savor the mood, the moment, you know, and to know that the power of it indwells in you, is intelligence indwells in you, the wisdom indwells in you, the strength. And you have to take a few moments to savor the mood and sensations of expectancy, gratitude, and security. See, that's the missing piece, security.
Security, that faith and that trust.
Mm-hmm. You cannot waver. That's my challenge.
That sounds great. And, you know, I think that if somebody doesn't believe in the higher power, scientists have been showing that the field, as they call it, the energy that exists between you and me, between the chair and you, you know, the car steering wheel and your hands, the all this space contains information. It contains this energy. And so if you don't feel comfortable tuning into higher power, tune into the field. Because we are vibrational beings and we are accessing from the field. So just if you don't believe in the higher power, I think you can still do this exercise.
Absolutely. We're swimming in a fishbowl of possibilities.
Yes, indeed. And I really like that you're talking about not disconnecting our vibration from what we want. And I think that's what happens to us. We get to the stage where we're, you know, we create this desire and then suddenly we're disconnecting because we're feeling the fear. We're not feeling trusting in the possibility or trusting in our worthiness. So that's just beautiful. Do not disconnect your vibration from what you want. I love the way you said that.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. This has been so much fun.
It's been a blast. And please share your website again with us.
You can go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com.
Thanks so much, Pat. Dr. Pat Basile was our guest today. She had some fabulous information, didn't she? Thank each of you for tuning into Authenticity Rising. Yeah, we had a great time, didn't we, Sabrina?
We did. I love playing with Pat. I mean, really. You're wonderful.
Fun.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And yes, I'm going to go play in the portal of joy here soon because that just sounds so much fun.
It does.
You ladies keep up the good work. Your show is fabulous. It really does challenge people to stand up and really be everything they could be. And you're an enormous gift to the world and helping people. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, and thank you for giving us the opportunity, Pat, because without you, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, you touch the world one listener at a time, and there are thousands and thousands of people across the planet who are being touched because of your wisdom and your vision and you aligning with your authenticity. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. We'll see you next week on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.